Welcome to another episode of Terra Insights, where humanitarian agriculture and development meets technology. I'm your host, Steven Chagin. Let's get started. Today, I want to compare rather GIS, ArcGIS, and QGIS. I want to do a comparison between ArcGIS and QGIS and to just find out not which one is better, which one I prefer, because you know they're both good, but which one I prefer and which one I would recommend. So ArcGIS is owned by A3 and QGIS is open source. That means that anyone can download it. It's owned by a certain university. I'm here to double check. So one is you have to pay, one is proprietary, and the other is open source, but they both serve the same purpose, that is mapping and analyzing geospatial data. That's what they do. I think if you're not on ArcGIS has been around the longest, since 1982. It's owned by A3, which was started in 1969. Yeah, so ArcGIS has been there for long, and Esri employs hundreds of thousands of people, GIS experts, so they have a full team, and of course the founder is also a billionaire. And QGIS was created by some scientists who wanted to compete with Esri and wanted something that is open source, so they launched QGIS, and since then it's actually been doing well these days. And as a GIS analyst, it's required that you know both. Personally, I know a bit of QGIS just to get around, but I use ArcGIS most, especially now the new ArcGIS Pro. So which one is better, if you ask me? I think ArcGIS has a lot of features. You can do a lot with ArcGIS, and we're talking about also machine learning. ArcGIS is very ahead of its time with the new ArcGIS Pro. You can perform machine learning algorithms with ArcGIS. With QGIS, I don't think they have reached that far yet. I don't know if they do the latest one, if they have incorporated ArcGIS, if they have incorporated machine learning, but with ArcGIS, especially with ArcGIS Pro, it's heavily built around deep learning and machine learning and data science. So S3 is really investing a lot in the future, also with AI. So with that, I would prefer ArcGIS, especially ArcGIS Pro. Unfortunately, it's open source. You have to pay, and they have to renew the license. I think it's around $100 with ArcGIS Pro. With ArcGIS, with ArcMap, it's around $3,000. So you have to cough up. With QGIS, of course, it's free. And that's where QGIS wins. It's free, and you don't have to, you know, pay anything. There's no yearly fees. But with ArcMap, you have to pay. But I still go with ArcMap or ArcGIS, the new ArcGIS Pro, because I think it can do a lot of things. It can do a lot of things, and when you just have it, I think it's worth the money, because that day you're paying for what you get, and you're getting a lot. So that's my thoughts, and yeah, tell me what you think between ArcGIS and QGIS, which one is better. Yeah, thank you for your time. I see you in the next podcast. Take care.